You are listening to Lealure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and/or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice.
And after you take that piece of paper and sign your name with your eyes open, I'd like you to close your eyes and then do it again. They may look a little different. It's totally fine. And just notice that you can have that available at whatever hand you normally write with throughout the course of this trance. Now, this may be slightly different than you're used to because you may never have done any automatic writing while you've been in trance before. But that's okay. Your unconscious mind knows that you don't need your eyes in order to write, and it may not actually be anything that is very clear, and of course some of you may easily be able to open your eyes as well. Whichever category you fall into, you can just know that you can write while your eyes are open or closed. You can write while you're deeply in trance or not. So let your mind simply write now as it gets comfortable and easier and easier to let go of everything else. Just find yourself dropping down more and more deeply. Feel how good that is right now for you to drop down more and more deeply. It is simple for your mind to let you go down more and more deeply into that state of trance right now. I'm going to mention a few concepts, a few ideas, but mostly I'd like your unconscious mind to think about, as it goes down more and more deeply into trance, as you go down more and more deeply into trance, as your conscious self is less and less here, and your unconscious self is more paying attention, as your unconscious self is more alert, as your unconscious self is more eager to do a thing, notice that whatever it is that you find yourself writing can come from your unconscious mind. There are many ways that our unconscious self can communicate with us, and unconscious writing is just one of those. So keep holding whatever instrument it is you have in your hand, and as you find yourself dropping down more and more deeply, perhaps you're using the tip of the pen or the pencil or the marker or whatever it is as a focus point. And you can find yourself doodling or writing something in particular. But whatever it is, allow your brain to simply feel whatever it is that it would like to communicate in whichever way is useful for you. Some people do write things down. Some people write song lyrics. Some people draw trees. Some people create other kinds of artwork. Allow whatever it is that you have inside you unconsciously to simply come forth and to begin to express itself through that pencil and paper, or whatever it is that you have at hand. You can drop down more deeply into trance right now, and you can notice how very good it feels for you to simply accept that your unconscious mind is capable of drawing, of doodling, of sketching, of writing, even with your eyes closed, unless you happen to use the tip of your writing tool as a focus point, in which case that's totally fine. Whatever you find yourself doing, as you breathe in, you can come up just a little bit closer to conscious, and as you breathe out, drop down more deeply into trance, and notice how fascinating it feels to let yourself focus on creating something with your hand and your mind without having to put too much thought into it at all. Maybe you find yourself hearing the sound of my voice and realize that there are things that you associate with hypnosis that automatically begin to appear on the sheet of paper. And even if you write over things you've done before, don't worry about it. This is not an exercise in artistry. This is simply an exercise in allowing your unconscious mind to get out expressions that it has in there, to do a thing, probably for the first time for many of you, and to allow your unconscious mind to realize that it has multiple ways of expressing itself, and that this is just one more, as an option that you can use. So let yourself drop down deeper and deeper. And maybe as you find yourself dropping down more and more deeply, you notice different things that I say produce different responses. So for example, if I were to talk about going deeply in trance and being hypnotized or being mesmerized, any one of those words might spark something inside you that feels important, and you might make a mark on your paper of some kind. If I were to talk about blank and mindlessness, or if I were to talk about control, your brain might come up with something that is uniquely suited to you. If I talk about giving in or surrender, your unconscious mind may have a totally different response as it writes something down, as opposed to simply having a purely physical response. So drop down deeper and deeper and think about what that is that you'd like to find yourself permitting to come to the surface. We all have a past. We all have interesting things. Maybe if I was to ask you unconsciously to bring out a memory of the first time you know that hypnosis really had an impact or an effect, you would get something totally surprising. Maybe the first time you were consciously aware of things is not the first time it actually happened. And I wonder what your unconscious mind comes up with as you do these things. So find yourself dropping and sinking and sliding down more and more deeply, and allow the parts of you that are really creative to help your unconscious mind participate in what this means. Now, I don't consider my brain very creative at all, and usually I draw things best with very straight lines. I don't know if any of you took a mechanical drawing class in grammar school or high school, but for me, that's the sort of thing that my brain really appreciates. Those lines, those angles, the forming of something really clearly identified. I'm not sure how well I could do that without a ruler, but I think I could go into trance and do that sort of thing with my eyes open. Maybe your brain is more expressionist. I had a friend who said that she used to sometimes go into trance and she'd just pick up a soft pencil and a sheet of paper, and she'd keep her eyes closed, and she would draw people's faces, sort of miraculously. She said when she wasn't in trance, she wasn't really a very good artist, but when she was in trance, the things that came out were really sort of spectacular. Because when you're doing a thing unconsciously, you don't really know what might come out of there. You're not analyzing, you're not judging, you're simply letting things flow. And as these things flow out of you, and especially as you add your creative bits into them, you might notice that something happens that is completely unexpected, or maybe you've done this before and you're like, oh no, I love the things that my unconscious mind comes up with. It comes up with this and this and this, and oh, today it's something different. So let your brain think about that. Do you find yourself expressing something fractally, or is it looser and more watercolorish? Do you find that you like the straight lines and angles the way I do, or does your brain do better with loops and curly cues? Do you find that when you normally draw, do you draw at all? Or maybe you just admire other people's little doodles and sketches of people and patterns and things like that. And while you find yourself doing those, I wonder if there are any patterns within you that perhaps you could express by simply putting pen to paper or pencil to paper, whatever it is that you have, to allow your unconscious mind to get some of these things out. As I said before, I have a friend who often writes song lyrics in the things that their unconscious mind needs to get out. And sometimes you may not even understand what it means. Sometimes it's all relative to a very specific thing that the hypnotist has said that your brain connects with. But when you look at that consciously, you would have zero idea of what it actually means. And that's fine. The point isn't so that your conscious self can understand anything. The point is so that your unconscious mind can find yet another way to allow itself to express whatever it would like. So I usually tell people that I work with that their unconscious mind can contact me anytime. They can send me an email, they can talk to me during trance, they could come up with another way to make it happen. But not everyone's unconscious mind can do those things easily, but most people can draw something, no matter how understandable or relatable it is. So just let your unconscious mind take that where it will. Allow your brain to get to the point where it feels angry or artistic or creative. Maybe it feels misunderstood. Maybe it feels happy. Maybe it feels content. Maybe it feels rushed. I do not know what it is that your unconscious mind is experiencing and going through, but allowing your unconscious self to write those things down in words, in images, whatever way seems most practical for you, can be really easy. Yep, just go ahead and drop down deeper and deeper and deeper right now. So as you find yourself sliding and sinking more deeply into trance, drop down, slide, sink, go deeper into a state of powerful trance, or maybe you find yourself best focused in a flow state. Maybe it becomes easier for you to simply have your eyes open, to be semi-aware, but to notice that things outside your peripheral vision are less and less interesting, that it's easier for you to focus on the paper at hand and just allow yourself mentally and visually to allow everything else to fade away while you simply sketch, while you draw, while you write. Hold on to how easy that is. Drop down and drop down over and over again, more and more easily right now, into that flow state, into that unconscious state, into that state where your conscious self is not here. And I wonder how powerfully you can find yourself experiencing some kind of amnesia about what it is that you do. I wonder if, as you find yourself focused on that paper, whether your eyes are open or shut, and marking things down, that every time your unconscious mind does a thing, that it can be a thing that your conscious self doesn't need to be aware of. Now, maybe you find that your conscious self needs to be aware of everything, and if so, that's okay. I want to make sure that you feel comfortable with what it is that you're doing while your unconscious skills are progressing. As you find yourself allowing your unconscious skills to progress, as you find yourself allowing your unconscious mind to come a little bit more powerfully active, notice how good that feels to just drop down deeper and deeper, to simply surrender your unconscious mind to being in that state of trance and of letting that trance feel so amazingly good. You can sink down more deeply right now. You can give into that state a little bit more right now. Perhaps as you find yourself in that place of complete and absolutely delightful release, can you block everything else out of your mind? Allow your thoughts to slide away? Or perhaps your unconscious mind can allow you to write thoughts down and then they drift away as you've written them down. I don't know what methods your unconscious mind is going to come up with that work best for you to do some kind of interesting creation in this state. But allow yourself to be a little bit more affected, especially if you've never done it before, so that your unconscious mind can feel like it's coming into its own, so that your unconscious mind can have the idea that you are allowing it the freedom of expression, the freedom of action, the freedom of being able to be paid attention to right now. So sink down even deeper and hold on to how good it feels to let your unconscious mind take you down more and more deeply. I don't know what it is that you'll create. I don't know if you've started yet or if you haven't. But whatever it is, allow your unconscious mind to put that writing implement to the paper and do a thing. A little line here, a zigzag there, a circle there. Maybe your brain is simply drawing spiral after spiral after spiral. Maybe your unconscious mind writes up and down and up and down and up and down, or goes 3, 2, 1, sleep. Whatever your unconscious mind comes up with, let it. Now, I didn't ask you to get a whole box of crayons or a whole set of markers, so you may not have been able to express things in the color that you might normally. But I wonder if your unconscious mind could add in some color to the things you're doing, even if you were just to write down what that color was: blue, red, green, yellow, black, white. Allow your unconscious mind the ability right now to express itself more and more. Again, it doesn't have to make sense to you on a conscious level. It simply is your unconscious mind's ability to take a thing and to do it. It doesn't have to be done exactly or well. Your unconscious mind is doing a thing as well as it knows how to. And as your unconscious mind is doing a thing as well as it knows how to, I will remind you that for most people, the way to do a thing better and better is to practice it, is to get feedback on what you did and how you can make it better next time, and then to apply that feedback so that you can do it again and discover the results, which should be slightly different and slightly better. But it's a process. All of these things that we do are processes. We come into this world not knowing much. We might know the sound of our parents' voices. We might know how to move a little bit, but we don't know how to speak. We don't know how to walk. We don't know how to do most things. And just because we've forgotten that at one point in time, everything was a struggle, doesn't mean that nothing else in life won't be that same way. As adults, we sort of get to the idea that we're good at things. So why aren't we good at everything? But it doesn't matter. Put in the time, put in the effort, figure things out, get help if you need it, keep going forward. Your tomorrow you will never be the same as your yesterday you. So allow your tomorrow you to be the best version of that you can, or allow your today version to be the best version of you that you can. And then your tomorrow version can be even better. Have faith in yourself that you can hold that writing implement and put a mark down on a sheet of paper, whether you're wide awake or whether you're deeply entranced, whether your eyes are open or whether your eyes are closed. Now, if I was to ask you to draw something specific, maybe like a star, or maybe a spiral, what does your brain come up with? Can your unconscious mind do that? Does it even want to actually draw that, or would it prefer something else? Maybe you have another frame of reference in your mind when I say those things that lets you do something entirely different. Hold on to your ability to access more and more and more of your unconscious mind and what it can do with every passing day. Discover how good it feels to appreciate your brain's abilities and powers and resources, and to do your very best to not take it for granted. Because we do take a lot of things for granted. We're never not going to go, unconscious mind, why are you letting my heart skip a beat? Or unconscious self, that breath was a little bit shorter than the one before. We don't talk to our brains that way. But sometimes we talk to ourselves that way, and our unconscious mind takes that information in. So be as kind to yourself as you possibly can, and allow your unconscious mind to stretch and to exercise its abilities to get better and better every single day. And as your brain does what it can to let you get better and better every single day, maybe it's useful to hold on to sheets of paper like this, to remember what a starting point looks like, because maybe we'll do this again, and maybe you'll do this again all on your own. And between now and the time we do this again, and I don't know when that might be, or even if you listen to the audio and you did it again later on your own, maybe you discover that your unconscious mind has gotten better at drawing, or maybe your unconscious mind has gotten better at allowing you to keep your eyes open when you do this. Or maybe you discover there's not much of a change, or that you don't actually still know what those song lyrics mean. However you do it, let your unconscious mind know that it has the capacity to do all sorts of things, and this is just one of them. So hold on to how good it can feel to do a new thing. And then on the count of 10, find yourself coming up all the way, wide awake, feeling fantastic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, all the way back.
Thank you for listening.